and welcome to Business Today's daily podcast with me, Danny DeCruz. Now let's take a quick look at today's top trending stories. The central government has asked Facebook to reveal the extent to which the recent hacking might have affected its Indian users. Though the Ministry of Electronics and IT has not sent any legal notice so far, it has raised concerns over one of the biggest hacking attacks on Facebook computer network last week on Friday, which breached over 50 million Facebook accounts and might have affected accounts of third-party apps linked to Facebook. The US-based tech giant is still assessing the actual impact of the data breach and has reportedly sought 2-day time from the Indian government to apprise it on the impact. A day after the government superseded ILNFS board, former independent directors of the crisis-ridden group has written to the new chairman, Uday Kotak, extending their complete support in the revival of the entity. 5 former independent directors, including former chairman S.B. Mathur, in a letter, have also mentioned about ILNFS being unable to raise additional equity, despite several attempts and the asset liability mismatch that continued to aggravate. Russian President Vladimir Putin will oversee the signing of $5 billion deal this week to supply Delhi with S-400 air defense systems, a top Kremlin aide said on Tuesday ahead of Putin's trip to India. British Prime Minister Theresa May on Tuesday unveiled a major post-Brexit overhaul of the UK's immigration system, which she said is aimed at a level playing field for nationals from all countries by ending freedom of movement once and for all for the European Union citizens. Indians may benefit from the new rules, which will focus on highly skilled migration as opposed to low-skilled workers, but an added obligation on companies being required to sponsor families of such high-skilled professionals may prove a hurdle in the long term. Mumbai's iconic promenade at Marine Drive now has a plush toilet to go with its surrounding Art Deco architecture. The toilet, made at an estimated cost of Rs 90 lakh, has earned the reputation of being the city's most expensive toilet. It was opened for public use on Tuesday. Constructed under a corporate social responsibility initiative by the Jindal Group and Samatech, the swanky toilet has been handed over to the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation for maintenance. The civic body will keep the facility free for use for the next 2 months, after which it may have to levy a fee. The government is mulling to permit 100% the foreign direct investment in insurance broking to give a boost to the sector. The FDI policy at present allows 49% foreign investment in the insurance sector that encompasses insurance broking, insurance companies, third-party administrators, surveyors and loss assessors as defined by the Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion. Punjab National Bank is expected to turn profitable this fiscal and is poised for growth, its managing director Sunil Mehta said, asserting that the Rs 14,000 crore Nirav Modi scam is a bygone. Mr. Mehta said he hopes PNB will be back by 2018-19 tenure due to various efforts taken by the bank after the fraud came to light in January this year. According to a response to an RTI query, the government has spent Rs 1,997 crore towards salaries and perks of parliamentarians in the past 4 financial years. While Rs 71.29 lakh was spent on an average for a member of Lok Sabha, Rs 44.33 lakh was spent on a Rajya Sabha member, the Lok Sabha Secretariat said in response to an RTI application filed by an activist Chandra Shekhar Gaud. That's it for today. Join us for more news tomorrow and have a good day. Thank you.